Today is the 30th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today and every day as we gather around the global campfire and take the next step forward together in life, in this year, and in the scriptures. So our next step forward has always led us to right where we left off. And so that's where we're going today. And that will lead us back into the book of Deuteronomy and all of the last things that Moses has to say. And today we will read chapters 13, 14, and 15. If a prophet or an interpreter of dreams arises among you and he predicts a sign or wonder for you, and the sign or wonder that he promised you comes true, and he says, "Let's go after other gods that you do not know, and let's serve them," do not listen to the words of that prophet or that interpreter of dreams, because the Lord your God is testing you to see whether you really love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Follow the Lord your God. Fear him. Keep his commandments. Listen to his voice. Serve him and cling to him. That prophet or that interpreter of dreams is to be put to death because he advised you to turn against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, in order to draw you away from the path on which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. Purge the evil from among you. If your full brother or your mother's son or your daughter, the wife you embrace, or your closest friend tempts you by saying secretly, "Let's go and serve other gods," gods that neither you nor your fathers have known, from among the gods of the peoples around you, either near or far from you, anywhere from one end of the land to the other, do not be influenced by him and do not listen to him. Your eye is not to look on him with compassion. Do not spare him and do not pardon him, but kill him. Your hand is to be the first one on him when putting him to death, and afterward the hands of all the other people. Stone him to death, because he tried to pull you away from the Lord your God who led you out of the land of Egypt where you were slaves. Then all of Israel will hear and fear, and such an evil thing as this will not be done among you again. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God is giving you, so that you can live in them, men of worthless character have gone out from among you and have pulled the inhabitants of their city away from the Lord, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods," gods whom you have not known, then investigate, search out the truth, and inquire diligently. If it becomes established truth that this abomination has been done among you, you are to strike down the inhabitants of that city with the blade of the sword. Devote it and everything in it to complete destruction by the blade of the sword, including its cattle. Gather all its plunder at the center of its town square. Then burn the city and all its plunder as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. It is to be a permanent mound of ruins, never to be rebuilt. Let nothing that has been devoted to destruction stick to your hands, so that the Lord will turn away from his anger and show you compassion. In his compassion, he will increase your population as he swore to your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God by keeping all of his commandments that I am commanding you today, by doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. You are the children of the Lord your God. Do not cut yourselves or make a bald spot on your forehead for a dead person, because you are set apart as holy people for the Lord your God. And the Lord your God has chosen you out of all the people that are on the face of the earth to be his people that are his treasured possession. Do not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals that you may eat: cattle, sheep, and goats, deer, gazelle, roebuck, wild goat, ibex, antelope, and mountain sheep. Every animal that has divided hoofs with splits in the middle and that re-chews its food among the animals, you may eat them. But these you are not to eat from among those that either re-chew their food or have divided hoofs with splits in the middle. The camel, the hare, and the rock badger, because even though they re-chew their food, their hooves are not divided. They are unclean for you. The pig, because it has divided hooves but does not re-chew its food, is unclean for you. You are not to eat their flesh, and you are not to touch their carcasses. These you may eat of all the creatures that live in the water. Any that have fins and scales, you may eat. Any that do not have fins and scales, you are not to eat. They are unclean for you. Any clean bird you may eat, but you are not to eat the following: the eagle, the black vulture, and the bearded vulture, the red kite, the black kite, and falcons of every kind, ravens and crows of every kind, the eagle owl, the short-eared owl, the long-eared owl, all species of hawks, the tawny owl, the fisher owl, the screech owl, the white owl, and the scops owl, the osprey, the stork and herons of every kind, the hoopoe, and the bat. Any swarming insect that flies is unclean for you. None of them are to be eaten. Any clean winged creature you may eat. Do not eat the carcass of any animal that is found dead. You may give it to the alien who resides in your town, and he may eat it or sell it to a foreigner. But you are a people who are set apart as holy for the Lord your God. Do not boil a baby goat in its mother's milk. Give a tenth of all the yield from your seed that comes out of the field each year. Eat the tithe in the presence of the Lord your God in the place that he will choose to establish his name. The tenth of your grain, your new wine, and your fresh oil, as well as the firstborn of your herd and flock, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. When the Lord your God blesses you, if the distance of your journey is so long that you cannot carry the tithe with you, because the place that the Lord your God will choose to establish his name is far away from you, then you may exchange the tithe for silver and take the silver in your hand and travel to the place that the Lord your God will choose for himself. There, exchange the silver for anything that you desire: animals from the herd or the flock, or wine or beer, or anything that you may want. Then eat it there before the Lord your God and rejoice, both you and your household. But you must not neglect the Levites who reside within the gates of your cities, because they do not have an allotted inheritance among you. At the end of every third year, bring out the entire tithe of your produce from that year and store it in your towns. Then the Levites may come, because they do not have an allotted inheritance among you, and also the aliens and the fatherless and the widows within your towns. And they may eat and be satisfied, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work that your hands perform. At the end of 7 years, grant a release. This is how the release is to be done. Every creditor is to release what he has loaned to his neighbor. He must not exact it from his neighbor or from his brother Israelite, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed. You may exact it from a foreigner, but your hand is to release whatever your brother Israelite owes you. However, there should be no poor people among you, because the Lord will greatly bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance for you to possess. if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, by carefully carrying out all of this command that I am giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you, just as he has promised you, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. However, if there is a poor person among you, any one of your fellow Israelites within the gates of your towns in the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not harden your heart and shut your hand against your poor brother. Rather, open up your hand to him and freely lend him enough of whatever he needs for himself. Be careful that you do not harbor this wicked thought. Year 7, the year of release, is near. So as a result, you have a harsh attitude toward your poor brother and do not give him anything. Then he will cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. Give freely to him, and do not feel resentful about giving to him, because on account of your giving, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and whatever you put your hand to. Since there will never cease to be poor people in the land, I command you, open up your hand to your brother in your land, to the afflicted and the poor among you. If your brother, that is, a Hebrew man or woman, sells himself to you, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year, you are to set him free. When you set him free, do not send him out empty-handed. Provide for him generously from your flock and from your threshing floor and from your wine press. Give to him from the blessings that the Lord your God has given to you. You should remember that you yourself were a slave in the land of Egypt, but the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I am commanding this procedure to you today. But he might say to you, I don't want to leave you, because he loves you and your household, and he is well off with you. In that case, you are to take an awl and bore through his ear into the door, and he will be a slave to you permanently. Do the same in the case of your female slave. When you do set a servant free, it should not seem like a hardship to you, because for 6 years he has earned for you double the income that a hired worker would. The Lord your God will bless you in everything that you do. Set apart for the Lord your God every firstborn male from your herd and your flock. Do not work the firstborn of your oxen, and do not shear the firstborn of your flock. You and your household are to eat the firstborn in the presence of the Lord each year, in the place that the Lord will choose. But if it has a defect, if it is lame or blind, or if it has any other serious defect, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You may eat it within the gates of your towns. The unclean and the clean person alike may eat it as you would a gazelle or a deer, but you must not eat its blood. You are to pour it out on the ground like water. Luke 8:40-9:6. When Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him because they were all waiting for him. Just then, a man named Jairus arrived. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house because he had an only daughter who was about 12 years old, and she was dying. As he went, the crowds pressed tightly against him. There was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, yet although she had paid physicians all she had to live on, she could not be healed by anyone. She approached Jesus from behind and touched the fringe of his garment. Immediately her flow of blood stopped, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" As everyone was denying it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the crowds are pressing in and crowding you. Yet you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, someone touched me, because I know that power has gone out from me. When the woman saw that she did not escape his notice, she came trembling and fell down before Jesus. In the presence of all the people, she told him why she touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. While he was still speaking, someone came from the synagogue ruler's house saying, your daughter has died. Don't trouble the teacher anymore. But when Jesus heard it, he told Jairus, do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be saved. When he came to the house, he did not let anyone enter except Peter, John, James, and the child's father and mother. All the people were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, stop weeping, because she is not dead, but sleeping. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, child, get up. Her spirit returned, and she immediately got up. He ordered that something be given to her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he instructed them not to tell anyone what had happened. Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, and do not take two coats. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave. If they do not welcome you when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. They set out and went throughout the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing everywhere. Psalm 71. Do not throw me away when I am old. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. May I not be put to shame forever. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock and my refuge to which I can always go. You give the command to save me because you are my high ridge and my stronghold. My God, deliver me from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and the ruthless. For you have been my hope, Lord God, my confidence since my youth. I have depended on you since I was in the womb. You separated me from my mother's body. My praise to you is continuous. I am like an evil omen to many, and you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with praise for you and with your splendor all day long. Do not throw me away in old age. As my strength fails, do not forsake me. For my enemies speak against me, and those who seek my life conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, because there is no one to rescue him. God, do not be far from me. My God, hurry to help me. Let them be ashamed. Let my murderous accusers be consumed. Let those who seek to harm me be covered with shame and disgrace. But as for me, I will always keep hoping. I will keep adding to my praise for you. My mouth will tell about your righteousness, about your salvation all day long, although I do not know how to tell all about it. I will come and tell about your mighty deeds, Lord God. I will commemorate your righteousness, yours alone. God, you have taught me since my youth, and even now I still declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me, till I declare the strength of your arm to the next generation, your power to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heights. You have done great things. God, who is like you? You who have made us see many troubles and disasters. You will give us life again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me once again. Yes, I will praise you, my God, for your faithfulness. I will praise you with an instrument, with a harp. I will make music to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout with joy when I make music to you. Even my soul, which you have redeemed, will shout. Indeed, my tongue will tell of your righteousness all day long. How ashamed, how disgraced they are, those who are trying to harm me. Proverbs 12, 5 through 7. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouths of the upright will save them. Wicked people are overthrown and they are no more. But the house of the righteous continues to stand. Okay, so in the book of Deuteronomy today, we read, if a prophet or an interpreter of dreams arises among you and he predicts a sign or wonder for you, and the sign or wonder that he promised you comes true, like I'm putting a dot, dot, dot right there, so we pause for a second. Let's imagine that that happens. Typically, we might find ourselves compelled to hear more and maybe even to follow this person who has these gifts. And we might begin to follow them because of the gift or because of the sign without even considering where the road may be leading us to, where the path will go if we do this. But as we will see, blindly following a sign or a wonder or a person who claims to be a prophet and then following them on a path that leads us away from God, that's not going to work. And so rereading what I just read in its entirety, if a prophet, and Moses is saying this, if a prophet or an interpreter of dreams arises among you and he predicts a sign or wonder for you, and the sign or wonder that he promised you comes true, and then he says, let's go after other gods that you do not know. Let's serve them. Do not listen to the words of that prophet or that interpreter of dreams, because the Lord your God is testing you to see whether you really love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Follow the Lord your God. Fear him. Keep his commandments. Listen to his voice. Serve him. And cling to him. I mean, Moses goes on to say that even if it's a family member that is enticing us toward idolatry, then we should be very intentional about getting them out of our lives. That is, like, this is a big deal, what's being said here. And so if this is such a big deal, then we need to probably understand what idolatry is. We have already seen it in the scriptures. We will see it throughout the rest of our journey. And so it's important for us to understand what we're dealing with here. In the time of Moses, in the surrounding cultures and nations around the children of Israel, they literally made images that they indeed bowed down and worshipped and sacrificed, and even sacrificing their children to these statues. They performed all kinds of acts of devotion that God hated, as we learned from our reading today. And we should remember back at the mountain of God, right? The golden calf that the children of Israel created and bowed down and worshiped and said, "This is the God who brought you out of Egypt." This was a normal thing at that time. Like if an enemy attacked a land or the crops didn't come in and famine came, the peoples of that day believed that the local gods weren't pleased. And if there was a battle or something, then the strongest god was the victorious one. Whoever won the battle, it's that god that's more powerful. And we might think that's weird. That's odd, because that's not a normal practice for most of us in the world today, although idol worship still certainly does exist in the world today. But idolatry is more than kind of creating a piece of art and then deifying the piece of art and believing the craftsmanship is a god and worshiping the god. Idolatry is essentially submitting ourselves and offering our heart and offering our hope to a person or a thing with the expectation that that person or thing will give us life, will give us what we want. And so if we take a step back and just think about it in those terms, it's not hard to find idolatry even in a modern Western world. An idol can be anything. Money, sex, power, stuff, control, you name it. Whatever we turn to and offer ourselves to and place our hope in, hoping that this thing will bring us life, and that we put our hope in this thing, then we have an idol. And anything that we offer our heart's devotion to and our allegiance to, our loyalty to, our reverence to, and place our hope in that is not God will lead us away from God and toward destruction. And this is why it's such a big deal. Moses is commanding the people, specific to his time, specific to the culture that exists, and specific to the culture that is being created, a new culture, a new way of being among the Israelites. And idolatry was a huge piece that needed to be absent from this new culture and this new way being formed in the wilderness. In fact, it was such a big deal that it carries the death penalty for the children of Israel. So we don't live in nations now. Likely, none of us live in nations now where somebody would be executed for their religious beliefs. Although, believe me, it's in the world today and we all know it. But why is this such a severe threat that it has to carry with it a capital offense in ancient Israel? It's for all the things that we just talked about. There is a newly forming culture, one that is intended and designed to reveal the one Most High God to the rest of the world. If they just deviate and begin to worship the local gods of the region, they're not revealing the only Most High God. And if this gets into the people, it will become cancer to this new culture that is being formed. It would destroy them from within. It would make them forget the message of the wilderness, that they are utterly dependent upon God. It would make them forget who they were. It would make them forget how they got where they are, where they came from, and who their source of life actually is. And that gives us pause and opportunity. What are we giving our heart to? What have we placed our hope in? Expecting that rescue and life is the result. If we have things that like begin to bubble up and come to mind and they're not God alone, then we may be looking at an idol in our lives. And we should pause. We're not going to get away from idolatry in the Bible, and we're going to be able to see clearly what the repercussions of idolatry in the scriptures are. But we already know that anything that will lead us away from God will lead us on the pathway of destruction. We'll forget who we are. We'll forget the lessons of the wilderness. We'll forget our identity. We'll be seduced into darkness. It was a big deal for God and the children of Israel in the wilderness as they prepared to go into the promised land. It should be a big deal to us as well. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. It's unlikely any of us are going to bow our knee to a statue of some sort today. But we are seduced into all kinds of things that promise us relief and release and life and happiness. And when we place our hope in those things, and you have not led us to follow that path, then we are willfully walking away from you, watching the blinking lights. But behind all that, we'll find ourselves in the darkness once again. So, Holy Spirit, come. What are the things that we are elevating in our lives and putting our faith and hope and trust in that are not you? Reveal these things to us, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, and that is indeed where you can find out what's going on around here, so check it out. And the Daily Audio Bible app will put that in the palm of your hand, as well as a bunch of other things. So check that out. Check out the different sections, like the community section. This is where to get connected. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. This is where resources are available in a number of different categories for the journey that we are on through the Bible and community this year. So check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. We couldn't and we wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address, it's P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Alan in Australia. It's been a while since I left any prayer request, but we are surrounded here in our community with Muslims who are praying and fasting in observance of Ramadan. And so I ask that you would pray with me as we continue to reach out to our neighbors in friendship, as we pray and share God's love and the good news of Jesus. And really, so many refugees in our area and international families who are now in a Western culture, they are more open than ever they were in their own country to hear about Jesus. So perhaps there are families like that in your neighborhood, in your community. So pray for them and reach out to them in friendship. And during this time of Ramadan, when they're fasting, pray and fast with them. And in the name of Jesus, show kindness and generosity. God bless you guys.
Hey, fam, it's Bart. I was just gonna mention how I say it all the time, but this book is alive. Brian's reading through Moses and talking about what you're doing better if you think it's by your own will. It's crazy how ironic it can hit. If you guys remember, about this time last year, I was in a real, real dark spot. I had gotten in a disagreement with my old boss, and it was wild. I was angry, and I told Beloved, I said, they will crawl on their knees and beg for me to come back out of arrogance. And I'm also just an old cowboy, and I told her, I said, I'm going to beat the brakes off that dude if I ever see him. Well, we were out at dinner with some of my big bosses now from New York and Florida, Beloved and I were, and I got a tap on the shoulder the other night, and it was my old boss. And I turned and I looked at him, and he apologized to me, just deeply apologized. And by the time Beloved turned around and figured out who I was talking to, she introduced herself, and he said his name. This book has changed my life. I didn't beat the brakes off the guy. My jaw was hanging wide open. And it's not by me that my success has come. It's not any of my doing. It's how we react. This book will show you how to see God. Just wanted to share that with you guys. I love y'all.
Hello, I'm calling in regards to the prayer requests on March the 22nd. First, I'd like to thank John Ramsam in Budapest for his message regarding revival in the UK. I found it encouraging as I've been praying for revival since I first had a vision 14 years ago. Again, 5 weeks ago, I had another incredible vision of Jesus walking out of powerful flames, along with the words repeatedly saying over and over, "Repent, he is coming, repent, he is coming." It was a peaceful and hope-filled vision, and I have been praising God for this increased sense that revival is coming to the UK. Thank you for your encouragement, John. My prayer request is that hearts are preparing and that many will come to know Jesus here in the UK. I also want to pray for Jerry in Wyoming. May our Heavenly Father, who sees you as his most precious, valuable, and worthy child, fill you with an increasing sense of his love and delight in you over the coming days and weeks. I feel this is the beginning of your redemption story, Jerry. Be joyful, for he will rescue you one hurdle at a time. And finally, for the two women who rang regarding demonic voices in the heads of the young men, the Lord brought me to Mark chapter 5, the demon-possessed man, when I prayed for my own son several years ago. Here is what he told me then, and I share it with you now as a prayer for you. Praise the Lord your God, for Jesus was the first to step out of the boat. I pray that all negative voices are silenced as they are filled with the presence of God. There is no room in the temple, for it is where the Lord resides. And so I pray this over them in Jesus' name. I pray for all of you. Thank you so much for your encouragements and blessings. With much love, God bless.
Hello, my dad, family. This is covered in his blood. And you guys, I just want to thank Brian and Jill and China, the Hardy family, for all of the podcasts, because I listen to all of them that are in English. And you guys, I just really need you guys to pray for my brother. My brother has been incarcerated since August the 12th. He has a court-appointed lawyer, and I need you guys to pray and just ask God to be my brother's judge, jury, and his attorney, because they did tell us that it looks like that he's incarcerated on false charges, but I don't understand false retaliation charges. And I don't understand why they set his bond so high, and if they know this, why is he still locked up? So you guys, I need you guys to pray for me and my family, pray for my brother Derek and his six children are really suffering because he is a good dad, and they have not seen their dad or heard from him. So you guys, please pray for my brother. Pray that we get results and Derek be set free with all charges dropped. And I thank you guys for all that you do. Thank you. This is covered in his blood. You guys have a great day.